It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Acts, and on the second chapter, Acts chapter 2, and we'll begin once again reading with verse 1 and read through some of these verses of Scripture because they're very powerful, and we're going to get down to the third and the fourth one, and that's where we're probably going to spend most of the day. And so I hope that you enjoy it, and so open your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. And if you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. It's parkviewbiblechurch.org, and we got many studies there. Plan of salvation, our constitution is there. Please that you take a look at it, enjoy it, learn from it, come to know the Lord Jesus, and begin that wonderful walk as a believer in the Lord Jesus. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com would be just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And so we're going to begin reading now with Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? And so we're going to end the reading there in verse 8, but we're going to begin with prayer now. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to have this study. We just thank you and praise you that we're able to take across the airways your precious word, and please that it just touch every heart, convict every heart, Father, please. It is so important, Father, that we come to know you and walk with you. And so please, there's a lot of misunderstanding with the Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. And so, Father, please give us the strength and direction today to hopefully bring some of these things to light so they're understood. It's very simple. And so please give us the strength and wisdom we need. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this study now, in all four Gospels, the promise was given. And so we're going to begin back here the promise of the Holy Spirit that we're speaking of here in Acts chapter 2. And so let's go back now to Matthew. We kind of got started with this last time but did not have time to finish it, so we'll begin again. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist. John chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Repentance always a part of salvation. And so we have John the Baptist speaking here. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we have both there. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, let's keep that in mind. Let's go to Mark, chapter 1, verse 8. Mark, chapter 1, the 8th verse. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now notice something's missing. Back in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 11, and with fire. And that word with is not there, so and fire. So shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Mark chapter 1, verse 8, I indeed have baptized you with water, speaking of the John the Baptist, here's talking, but he, the Lord Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now let's go to Luke. And if you've got enough fingers, why, you could just keep all those places so we can kind of look at them again. Let's go to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 3, verse 16. Luke 3, 16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latched of his shoes, I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Go to John. Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 1, verse 33. John 1:33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. But the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. John 1:33. Now, we can go to Acts, is the book that we're in right now. We're in the second chapter, but if we go back to chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 5, for John truly baptizing with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So you see, these promises were made, and they were made 3.5 years before. But now that promise has been fulfilled. Now, when we look at the other two, Mark and John, you're going to find that there is no mention of the fire. But especially in Mark, this Mark 1:5, let's go back there. Mark chapter 1, verse 5. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. You see why the mention of fire wasn't there? Because these folks all were baptized after they confessed their sin. And that's the only time to be baptized, is after you have confessed your sin and accepted Jesus as your Savior. That's what they had done. Now let's look back here at Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. It's important for you to see this. I'm sorry, chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. And let's start back here in verse 6. And were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to rise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Then here it comes. I indeed baptize you with the water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the granary, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So you see, we have something here. We have something very interesting, and that is that as the Holy Spirit comes, you have a choice. You have a choice to repent. You have a choice to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior. But if you don't, fire stands for judgment. So you either have the gift of grace through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart as it does here in Pentecost, as we're looking here in Acts, or you're going to face the judgment, the wrath of God through fire. And so in Acts here in chapter 2, verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now, before we get that far, and I hope you held your hand back in Matthew, because in Matthew chapter 3, between verse 10 and verse 12 is what we read. We find that every tree that's not producing good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. John the Baptist, when he spake of the Lord Jesus baptizing John here with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So what John meant was that each person who heard him speak would be baptized with one or the other. Either you accept the Holy Spirit, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and be baptized, immersed, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart, or you'll face the judging and the wrath of God, the fire. Those who were baptized in the Holy Ghost would not be baptized in fire. But those who refused to receive Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, would be baptized by fire. What does fire stand for? There's the question. Fire stands for judgment. And so, could fire here mean anything? It's in verse 10 and 12, but means something different in verse 11. So you see, in verse 12, cast into the fire. Verse 12, burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, why would the word fire mean anything different in verse 11? Verse 11. Well, you say now, it spoke of fire back in verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. See, we need to really look at the Word of God. One says fire. The other says like as of fire. It's something that showed that power, and it was not the actual fire of judgment. You see, John here is speaking to a generation of vipers. as we read back in Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. We found out who they are. They thought that they were from the family of Abraham, so I've got everything I need, and maybe you feel the same way. You're of a certain denomination, so I'm fine. So my mother was fine, my father was fine, but were they fine? If they did not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not fine. If they did not receive the Holy Spirit, then they're facing the fiery judgment of God, the wrath of God. So, now, please don't make the same mistake. Because my father, my grandfather, Scripture tells us that we're not to follow our fathers many times. My case is the same. I did not want to follow my father because my father and his father and his father before him, they all followed the church. And it's the physical church, not the spiritual church. The church that is the true church is made up of all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that accepted the Holy Spirit. But many today, they follow after the leadership and the teaching of a certain denomination, a certain church. Don't do that. Now, maybe your church, it teaches correctly, and I hope so. But you need to check to see. You need to find out. Do they believe in being born again? Do they believe in accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting and turning to the Lord Jesus? Do they teach that? Do they preach that, that you're a sinner and you're lost and you're condemned? And that it is an opportunity that we have by grace to say yes to Jesus. But you have to say yes to Jesus. It's not something, and I'm going to give you a hint here. If you're one of those folks that says, I've always believed, you've never met Jesus. Because I was raised that way. But the day I met him and invited him in my heart is the day that things changed. I became a child of God. And I want you to follow and do the same. So we've looked at Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. Now let's go back to Hebrews, a couple verses back in Hebrews. There's so many wonderful verses of Scripture here that helps us to understand the need of salvation. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 27. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now, when we look at that verse of Scripture, understand that there is a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming. Let's go to 12:29. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Both these baptisms that was referred to in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, and again in Mark and in John, it did not speak of the fire. But here we see that both of these baptisms is something to take place in the future. Something to take place in the future. And it was a promise, and that promise was about 3.5 years away. And so it is a joy to see here in Acts that it has been finished. That promise has been given. And so when we enjoy and look to the Word of God here, we find that the joy, and as we find that John speaks as well concerning the baptism, and it is so important that we know John here in verse chapter 1, verse 32, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And so he's giving witness of the Lord Jesus. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Up on whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And so we're connecting the Lord Jesus Christ and his power, and it's so important. And again, in verse 34, then, and I saw and a bear record that this is the Son of God. And so what a wonderful testimony of John the Baptist concerning the Lord Jesus and then concerning the baptism. So we have the baptized by the Holy Spirit, the baptism with the Holy Ghost, and the baptism with fire. Two different baptisms. Which are you going to trust in? Both baptisms were in the future. The partial fulfillment of the baptism with fire was in 70 A.D. When Rome came and destroyed Jerusalem. It was a partial judgment, a partial fulfillment of the judgment was to come. And, of course, the final will be the lake of fire. If you die without the Lord Jesus today, you go to the place of torment, and then eventually at the final judgment, you'll be placed in the lake of fire, the judgment, the final judgment. And so please do not miss that. Let's go back to a couple of scripture verses that may be familiar to you, maybe they're not, but we're going to read them here so that you understand. Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and the flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's kind of a two-parter here, that know not God, and they know not God because they have not obeyed the gospel. And that's what I'm telling you, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You say, well, I believe it. I believe Jesus died on the cross. But have you accepted that? And the question is, before you say, I believe that, do you realize that you are a lost, condemned sinner? You've got no choice. You've got no opportunity. There is no salvation for you just to believe that this occurred sometime in past history. The important thing is that you acknowledge that you're lost. I'm condemned. I can't do anything. It's like a person that has went through a trial and they've been condemned guilty. And the only thing left is the gallows, is to be going to the electric chair, to be put to death, because that's all you have. But then, at the last minute, you find that there is someone that's willing to take your place. Wait a minute, to take my place? Yes, Jesus took your place. He took your sin. He took the reason you're condemned. He took all that guilt, all that sin, and he died for you. Because you see, the wages of sin is death. So unless you deal with your sin, for you just to say, I believe in Jesus, and I believe he died on the cross, it's got to start earlier than that. It's called repentance, recognizing you're a sinner. Oh, yes, now I understand. Yes, please, Jesus, save me, because I am condemned. Please save me. And that is what you need to do today. Please realize that eighth verse of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just what I'm talking about. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. This is a little more familiar. And I saw a great white throne in him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. See, God is a just God. He knows every act that you believe is a good act or an evil act. He has a complete record of all that. And he's going to open those books when you die, and you're going to stand before him. Now, this takes place at the end of the millennial reign of Christ. So you see, we're in the church age right now. Next thing's going to take place is the rapture. And then we go through 7 years of tribulation, then we have the battle of Armageddon, and then he comes and he'll set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. And at the close of that 1,000 years, there is a judgment for the lost. Those that have not accepted, as it says back here in Thessalonians, that know not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, well, I know it. No, you don't. If you have not repented and trusted in him and realize why he died, you don't understand. So I'm pleading with you that you do today. And so the books are opened. And then you're judged out of those things that are in there. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. He's a just God. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. If you think all you need to do is join your church, you're mistaken. If you believe all you need to do is follow the doctrine of your church, you're mistaken. Because if the doctrine of the church does not teach you that you need to repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then follow in a physical, literal baptism, immersion. If you don't, the immersion is something to testify of what's happened in your heart. Got nothing to do with salvation. Jesus has everything to do with salvation. So please that you come. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus. Because there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there's also then the baptism fire, which is judgment. Understand that. John the Baptist did not say that Jesus could baptize with the Holy Spirit and with the baptism of fire. He said, like as of fire, that cloven tongue that came down, it had the appearance of that. And that's all. But the fire is judgment. There's one or the other. Understand that. One or the other. He would not have said, like as of fire. He would have said, fire. So we need to look at that very carefully. And it's, once again, tongues like as of fire as we get down into that section there. So it's so important that you understand the need of salvation. There is not a time that I do not give the gospel the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Please that you trust in him. Please that you call upon him today as your Savior. Because, my dear friend, the question is, what are you going to do about Jesus?